Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Yo, what is going on? Everyone out there in the land of internet clicks, mouse swipes, computer screens, tablet screens, phones, all your good stuff. I'm hoping that you're kicking off this Monday with great energy and positivity, and you're ready to just go out and do great things today. I'm hoping that that's where you're at. And the reason I open all of my podcasts pretty much with that message or that request of you is because if we can get ourselves in the place where we want to be able to have that type of day, or we want to set ourselves up for that type of success, we set ourselves up for so much more success than rather than the failures of feeling like, oh, it's a Monday, oh, woe is me, oh, woe, I'm not really feeling the fact that I got to go to work, or I got to send my kids to school, we're up early, summertime hasn't gotten here yet, we're in this blah kind of mood, any of that stuff. All you have to do is try to change your day around by just some specific things that you can tell yourself. Like, it's going to be amazing today. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do great things, do amazing things. I'm going to make impacts on other people's lives. I'm going to be on track of everything that I'm trying to do, whether it's health related, weight related, gym related, running related, whatever it is. I'm going to make sure that I am focused and I'm ready to go and kick some tail today. So that's why I kick it off every single time when I say, I hope that your day is starting off as good as mine, because not all my days start off that way. You know, it's interesting that we talk about this podcast because I need this podcast. This podcast is like therapy for me, because when I get on here and I start talking to all of you guys and we start having these conversations around health journey, around mindset, around all of the things, it's very difficult for me to be able to wake up every single morning and think that it's Pollyanna, pie in the sky, everything is great, kumbaya, unicorns, rainbows, and sheet cakes, right? Not all days are like that. I know for me specifically, I have to make sure that I get myself in the right place and the right frame of mind, that we are doing great things and responding and making sure that things are moving the right direction in everything that we're doing, okay? So I don't start off every morning with this great, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed positive attitude. As a matter of fact, let me tell you a little story real quick, okay? So yesterday, I went out with my family, my mother and stepfather. You might know her on Connect as at GailBean62, and on No Finish Line Nation, she's also there as Gail. I think she has just a regular name, Gail Pelletier, on there. So she's basically one of my biggest supporters, along with my wife. And she's up visiting with her husband, Jack. And we went out yesterday to Cape Elizabeth. We went out to go visit the lighthouse yesterday. Beautiful weather. I got really beat down with some sunshine. And just overall, really great time together. And for us to be able to navigate the journey, be able to have some fun together, bond and those kind of things. And mom was rocking her Coffee Talk shirt and I had like a Coffee Talk hat. So we're branded all over the place and we're just walking around Cape Elizabeth, and Jack, her husband, had Harley Davidson shirt and some other stuff that he had on that attracted some attention and had some great conversations with people. Anyway, so I get home last night, I'm in a great mood, but then all of a sudden my mood turns and I got this like just this not negative feeling, but I got this down in the dumps feeling. I got this feeling like, oh man, you know, it just really stinks. I mean, we went out to eat and I ate some food I shouldn't have eaten, and it didn't sit that well in my stomach, and I was feeling down in the dumps. I wasn't feeling up to it, and the mind started really messing with me. It started to beat me up a little bit. So I went on the back patio. I said to myself, I'm going to grab a beer or just kind of relax or whatever. Go hang out in my garden for just a little bit, step away from the hustle and bustle, and it still didn't work. I got up this morning, had my coffee, was just really there. If you guys read the Coffee Talk this morning, which is what we're going to talk about in a little bit, but if you guys read it this morning, you saw that I put on there that I need 2 cups of coffee today because it's a Monday, and I've got to get there too. So when I hop on these podcasts and I'm having these conversations and I'm writing the blogs or I'm entering the journal entries or whatever, I've got to get myself to the place where I can do that effectively. And sometimes it is talking about just the negative things that we're trying to be able to do and the negative side of weight loss or the negative side of the mental capacity that we have and we're trying to work every day at being the best that we can be, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes I do feel like it's blah, blah, blah. And that's okay because I'm human. I'm human just like you. I'm human just like anybody else, trying to be able to navigate this journey and fight one fight at a time, put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. So just know that, right? So if you're listening to these podcasts and you're looking for inspiration, dedication, motivation, accountability, or whatever it is that you're looking for on the podcast, know that I need it too. And know that it takes sometimes I have to look at my wife and say, babe, I got to get in the right frame of mind here because I'm not feeling it right now. I don't want to go do a podcast. I don't want to go write a blog entry right now because I'm not feeling it. You know, maybe my pants are fitting tight today, or maybe I'm not liking what I'm seeing in the mirror, or maybe I'm not liking what I had for dinner last night and feeling guilty and down in the dumps. And she always looks at me and says the right things all the time. And she's always like, you make so much impacts on people, you need to stop. You know, sometimes she gives me that swift kick in the A I need, or sometimes she gives me the hug that I need, right? But that's okay, that's what a good team does. But she gets me there, and then I have to get myself prepared for it when I go to do it. That's why sometimes you see the podcast, they're like two sentences long, and other times I'm freaking writing a book, right? Because our journeys are just like that. Some days it's easy, and other days it's not. So use the podcast, especially on those days where you're having a difficult time, to get yourself right back to where you want to be. Same thing with me. I'm going to do the same exact thing because I am going to fight for me and fight for you guys that are all listening to me. I mean, we have over 55,000 downloads of the podcast that people have listened to my silly voice on this microphone right here. And we're having this conversation together about the journey and what people see in me or what they hear in me, I'm still floored by and enamored and just humbled by, but that's okay. I mean, we're doing it together. That's all that I'm really thinking about doing here is that we're doing this together and we're all fighting the good cause and doing this because there is no finish line. We got to keep going forward. So that's my opening statement. I know it's 7 minutes long of me talking to you guys about that part of it, about the struggle and how it's real. But the thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about today is the podcast that I had. The podcast was about, the Coffee Talk blog that I did this morning was about, it was a quote that I found online and we were there and we were talking about just kind of figuring out things of what I wanted to do and how I wanted to write and all that good stuff. And so basically, I'm just going to read it to you, all right? So I wanted to be able to put this together in some great grand way, but I'm just going to tell you what it was, right? So here's what the quote said. And if anybody knows, which I've been corrected on or been told throughout the whole morning, is that it comes from Winnie the Pooh. Okay, Winnie the Pooh, you would think is, okay, that's a children's thing, but it's got some really inspirational words to it. And in the words, it says, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Okay, the key words there that are bolded are braver, stronger, and smarter. These are words that we don't necessarily talk about ourselves with, right? We don't sit back and say, man, I'm brave. Oh yeah, I'm strong, and I'm so smart. Right? We don't do that. That's just not how we're wired because we're always trying to correct ourselves. We're always trying to be better. We're always trying to step our game up, do all the things that we need to do and be able to be effective and do all the things that are necessary for us to continue pushing forward. So words like braver, stronger, and smarter don't come up in our vocabulary. But here's what I wanted to do today. I wanted you guys to think about this. Okay. I want you to grab a pen and paper. If you're feeling good today and you're listening to the podcast and you're like, oh, you know what? I had a good walk today, a good run today. I feel like I'm on point. I'm eating right. I'm feeling good about all this. Take a pen and paper and I want you to write down on a piece of paper those three words of braver, stronger, and smarter. Okay? And right next to those words, I want you to write down why you're brave. Why you're brave. What the reasons you're brave. And you can. I only want you to do this when you're feeling good. If you're not feeling it today, maybe this isn't the exercise for you right now. But what I want you to do is I want you to write down why you're brave. Why you're brave in this whole journey, this whole health journey, eating right, exercising, all that stuff. Why are you brave? So you write those things down, and I want you to take a look at that. And I want you to think to yourself, what's the reason that I'm going to consider myself to be brave, even though I don't necessarily fully consider myself to be brave, and I don't usually use those terms for myself. So let's think about that, okay? I want you to write down the topics or write down the things that you would list as being why you are brave. Next word, I want you to write down stronger, right? The stronger word is another one. Why are you strong? Do you feel that you're strong? On a good day, remember, you have to be feeling good today to be able to write down those words of what you are doing when you're feeling strong. Do you feel strong? Do you feel strength-wise, or do you feel mentally strong? Or do you feel like you are there to stronger in a way that you can help others or help a volunteer, or you feel strong as in I can walk up a flight of stairs without breathing hard, or I can lift up some 50-pound bag of something without having my back give out on me, or whatever it is. What ways are you stronger? Okay, so first section, what ways are you braver? And then second section, what ways are you stronger? And then the third word is smarter. Now, there's another thing that we don't necessarily consider ourselves because we're humble. We're human beings that don't necessarily boast. And a lot of times, people that do boast come across as arrogant, right? But that's okay. I want you to be that way right now. I want you to look at yourself and I want you to think to yourself, how am I smarter from where I was when I first started to where I am right now? Do you feel smarter? And if you do, how are you smarter? Do you have a better way of eating now? Are you smarter in the fact that you know how to eat healthy? Are you smarter in the fact that you know how to teach others how to be healthy? Are you smarter in the fact that you just have this whole wide range of information and data that you have tucked away for you to have in your pocket for you to be able to utilize moving forward, and you feel strong with that, you feel mentally strong, and you're brave for doing it because you didn't think you could do it at one time or another, okay? Now remember, all of this is only effective, I feel, when you write down your thoughts when you're in a good place, when you're feeling strong, and you're feeling confident, and you're feeling like you're there, okay? So like I said before, if you're not feeling it today, and you're feeling kind of down in the dumps, and you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling down, don't do it. Wait until one of the days. We all have them. It's probably a good mix within every single week that we're living where we have some days where we feel it and some days when we're not. So when you are, that's when you should do this. Now let me share why. If you can do this and sit back and write down these words and tuck them away, put them in a journal, put them on your refrigerator, put them in your bathroom, wherever you got to put them, and you can keep them on the side, and you can utilize them as we're moving forward. These are going to be the keys of points that you can use to know that this is how you should be feeling about yourself. So when you have those down days and you're not feeling it and the sky is gray and it's falling and you got depression and you got stuff happening and you're just not feeling anything to do with the positivity that you need to have, why not tap into the reasons why you're brave, why you're strong, and why you're smart? Why can't you tap into those any day of the week? Because if you can, maybe it'll start to bring you out of the place that you're at right at that moment in time when you're not feeling it. Remember what I said this morning when I was looking in the mirror and I was saying, I'm not really happy with where I'm at. I'm not happy with how I look today. I need a couple cups of coffee. I'm kind of grumpy this morning. Those are the moments that I have to tap into, the things that I feel strong about, the ways that I know of the things that I'm capable of. And if you can get there and you can think to yourself, what am I capable of instead of what don't I have? I know we all sit there and think about it. We all sit there and think about finances. We think about weight-related stuff, health-related stuff, money, whatever it is that we're thinking of, education, jobs, whatever it is. We're always digging around thinking what I don't have. And then we get in the place where it might bring us down and we're thinking to ourselves, I could be better here, I could be better there, and whatever else, just like I opened this whole entire thing with. But you need to start to invest in yourself and know that you are capable of anything you set your mind and your heart to. And you've got to believe in that. You got to believe that you're smart. You got to believe that you're brave, and you got to believe all of those things, and you're strong. Because if you don't believe in those things and you don't believe that you're ever capable of doing it, then what the hell are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing in this journey? Is it even worth it for you to be able to try to fight for things? Is it even worth it for you to be able to say, you know, I think that I can lose some pounds. Why I'm doing it, not really sure. Maybe because my doctor said, but yeah, it's all right. I've always failed before, so maybe I'll do it now, and maybe it's worth it for me to try it out. Or are you doing it because you know you can, and you know that you're capable of doing some great things, and you know that you're capable of losing some weight and feeling healthy and being strong and living a long life and being there for others and investing in people, being a great parent, being a great employee, whatever it is. You're capable of doing whatever it is that you want to be able to do. The problem is that if you don't believe it, you're not going to get there. You're never going to be able to pull the trigger, be able to move forward, and be able to be successful in the things that you want to be able to be successful in, because you don't believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, how is anybody else going to believe in you? Because you don't even project that image of you believing that what you're doing is for a good cause. You're doing it maybe because somebody else said to, or you're doing it because it's the right thing to do, or it's the, I don't know, socially norm thing to be able to try to be active and healthy and whatever else, instead of, I believe I can do it because I have greatness inside of me and I can go and do that. So use the list that you're writing here today, right? If it's today that you're using it and you're trying to be able to tap into all the positive things that you, out of those three categories, simple quote used in that Winnie the Pooh piece, right? If you can tap into those, look into those things, post them, and use them to motivate you moving forward, then why else wouldn't you do that? I mean, seriously, you've got the tools right at your disposal. If you're feeling down in the dumps, use it, tap into it. Use it to lift you up. Use it to get you motivated and excited to get to where you want to get to. Nothing is stopping you. Well, actually, there is one thing that's stopping you, and it's probably you. No drama, no walls of any sort or whatever else. You're the one that's stopping you from doing the things that you want to do. Yeah, we may have illness. We may have things that happen that hold you back physically and those kind of things, and I get that. But you can still work within your means, and you can still be a champion in some way, form, or fashion. If you can't physically do it, try mentally. If you can't mentally do it, try physically. Just small steps to be able to moving forward to showing that you can be great if you just set your mind to it. That's all you have to do. Okay? So write those things down if you're feeling good today. Why you're brave, why you're strong, and why you're smart. Write those notes down. Post them somewhere so you can tap into. And when you're feeling down next time, use those things to lift you back up to where you need to feel kind of what you are right now. If you're listening to this and you're working on yourself and you're feeling good and you feel like you're in the zone and you're ready to go and do whatever it takes to be able to do whatever it takes, try that. Tell me what your thoughts are on that. Let me know. Email me, liquidshano1973@gmail.com. You can email me anything you want to. You want to email me things about what you think of the podcast? You can email me things on notes of the things that we're talking about during the podcast that helped you, or, you know, you've taken notes on these things and be able to use them in a positive fashion. Also, if you want to leave comments in those feedback pieces in iTunes and on the Podbean app, go on there, leave some comments, leave some feedback about the app or about the podcast, and just talk about it. Let me know what your thoughts are. I read every single one of them. And if you email me, I respond to every single one of them. And I try to be able to make sure I incorporate that with everything that I'm doing. So I want you all to have a great day today. Let's go out and let's make great things happen. Talk later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquidshano1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquidshano1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.